Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it is a Friday. This is our Friday weekend review. It's basically a free-for-all Friday. So if you want to have a comment about anything that we do talk about, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. We have a lot going on. And Tuesday night, I went out to Night Out Against Crime at the A.L. Davis Playground in Uptown New Orleans. And coming up, I want to share with you some thoughts on what I saw there. And Mayor Cantrell, Chief Harrison, and DJ Jubilee had some really interesting things to say about that. And I learned from that. Tonight is the Night Out Against Crime. It's going to be a big event at the Bonneville Boat Launch in Jefferson Parish in Metairie at the end of Bonneville, and that should be a packed event. Should be really nice weather, and that really is a really nice area of Jefferson Parish. A lot of you who live in that area are familiar with the area. If you have boats and you launch your boats there, you know about the area. But they've done a really good job with the Bonneville Boat Launch. So that's going to be going on there tonight. So as we look back on some of the big topics of the week, and we just had some crazy stuff this week. Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana is very colorful in the way that he talks about things and describes things. And the senator was talking about the apparent murder and dismemberment of Jamal Khashoggi, this U.S.-based Saudi national who was apparently tortured and then dismembered at the Saudi embassy in Istanbul, Turkey. And part of our conversation this week was about whether or not, if it is proven, if it is determined that this is really what happened. I mean, everybody seems to think this is what happened. But if the information comes back that it really did happen, should we change our relationship with Saudi Arabia? Should we, for example, have different thoughts on the arms deal and things like that? And, well, here's what Senator Kennedy said.
To maintain the balance in the Middle East, we've got to maintain a relationship with Saudi Arabia. And we need a better relationship with Turkey. And anybody who doesn't understand that is living in la-la land.
So what's interesting is that we seem to be expressing this fear of Saudi Arabia and that they can do whatever they want. I want to also mention that Steve Scalise, Majority Whip, has written an op-ed piece for FoxNews.com. And it's in response to Republican candidates and Republican campaign staff workers who have been assaulted by left-wing activists, some of them apparently sponsored by George Soros. And, you know, I love the text that I get that suggests that I'm not against that. Here's a text that says, a lot of media promotes violence in general against conservatives. Morning Joe and Mika do it all the time. So why shouldn't he? That's not true. I mean, that is simply not true. That is absolutely fake. I don't know where this person heard this, but it's not true. I watch Joe and Mika often. I watch Fox News. I watch CNN. I can't think of one media outlet that promotes violence against conservatives. So this is an absolute lie that's not going to be accepted on this show, and it's probably part of the gullible sponges that take whatever fits their bias from social media. It's not true. Now, Maxine Waters, she's promoted violence against conservatives, and violence, we're talking about verbal violence for the most part. It's wrong. Man, I defended the Transportation Secretary, Homeland Security Secretary. I defended Sarah Huckabee Sanders when she was insulted in public. I defended Ted Cruz and his wife when they were insulted. I don't know what show you're actually listening to, but all of this is bad. And I would agree with Steve Scalise. It's bad. But there are Republicans that get kind of rough too. And this group, the Proud Boys, are in New Orleans this weekend. They've also been causing some problems in Portland, Oregon, and in New York City. They got kicked out of Mimi's in the Marigny last night, and apparently they're going to be here this weekend. So, you know, we'll see if we can follow that story. Man, I'll see if we can if we can run them down and talk to them. The Proud Boys, they are promoting violence. They're alt-right. So, again, it's not fair to judge the entire right and all conservatives by this alt-right group. But it's also not fair to say that everybody is in line with Antifa. Everybody on the left or every Democrat is in line with Antifa. But I'm really disturbed by the mentality of this person who says a lot of media promotes violence in general against conservatives, and that's not true. But that's what this person thinks. And this person is telling other people who might not be smart enough to realize that it's ridiculous. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll, a question. Is President Trump's continued contempt for the media, is it justified or dangerous? 60% say it's justified. 40% say it's dangerous. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text. They killed a woman in Charlottesville. They're such hypocrites. Well, again, apparently there was somebody who was right-wing who plowed a car into a woman during the unfortunate demonstrations and riots in Charlottesville. And it was all about white supremacy versus the other side. And you know, you can argue, well, no, this side was wrong. This side had a permit. This side, whatever. It still came down to this confrontation between two different sides. And the violence is not right. So I am not a hypocrite. And I don't allow people to be blatant hypocrites on this show when it comes to one side versus the other side. It's all wrong. It's all inappropriate. If you do want to join us with your comments, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And I got a text here that says that I'm not patriotic. That's not for you to decide. That's not up to you. And I know it bothers a lot of people when I say that I am a patriotic American, because there seems to be this jaded mentality that some people on the far right have, that if you're a patriot, you're conservative and a Republican. That's simply not true. In fact, there are a lot of reasons why those conservatives are not actually patriotic. No matter how much they say it, no matter how many flags they have, no matter how many flags they put on the lapels of their jackets, no matter what they do, they don't act like patriots. It's easy to say you're a patriot, but it's a lot harder to actually prove it. And I am very content with the honor of calling myself a patriotic American. And so I'm here to do the best I can to address the issues that need to be addressed. On the lighter side of news this week, I mean, this is just so sick. There was a case of a girl who was going to the school, and her grandmother was cremated. The girl put her grandmother's ashes in the cookie dough, baked the cookies, and gave the cookies out at school.
This girl is going around, like, telling everyone, basically, at this point, that she had brought in these cookies to school with human ashes in them. She was giving them to people, and it was just weird.
It blew my mind, and I was really repulsed, and I was, you know, upset that, you know, I wasn't even notified.
But the idea of putting grandma's ashes and cookies, you know, it didn't take long for somebody to capitalize on that.
At Pepperidge Farm, we like to make cookies the way grandma used to. And if you love grandma the way we love grandma, you're gonna love Pepperidge Farm's new Granny's Ashes cookies, with a little bit of granny in every bite. Cinnamon, spice, and everything nice. And some ashes. Because at Pepperidge Farm, why only use Granny's recipe when you can use Granny herself?
Tuesday night, at Night Out Against Crime, I went out there with Sheldon Williams, who did our video, and talked to some people at Night Out Against Crime at the A.L. Davis Playground uptown. And, you know, I was really impressed with people coming together, and let's hope that more can come from this. But I was also impressed with some of the things that some of the people that we talked to had to say. And here's what Mayor Cantrell said about Night Out Against Crime. And I talked about how this is a great event.
Well, it is. It is our Night Out Against Crime 2018. It's very special for me because it is my first one as mayor, and one where we really are going to be taking a holistic approach to cure violence in the city of New Orleans, being very open and honest with our parents, with our families, and non-judgmental, but we have to do things differently. The first step is building community, and that's what's going on tonight.
And so that's what comes from this. I mean, there are children, there are parents, there are police. What comes from this, obviously, is this sense of community that has been somewhat lacking.
Well, and it's something that we have to build upon and not just talk about it, but show people something different and provide them with avenues that they can take that are just different, where they need to talk to somebody, where they may be having a struggle, where their child isn't listening, but opening up those lines of communication and saying, as a city, we hear you, mother, we hear you, father or grandmother, but we're willing to link you to those services to change that heart of that child.
And this will continue to build trust between the community and police officers.
Which is critical. Police, with law enforcement, period, community, and even government, because we have a role to play. And right now, the community doesn't trust us too much, you know? And once we start to demonstrate that we are just serious about meeting them where they are, with the spirit of empathy and real compassion, and also accountability and responsibility. We can talk about all of those things without judging one another, but also ensuring that we get the services that we deserve and with respect and dignity.
And I see these little kids running around, and it's gotta make them feel good, because sometimes they're in neighborhoods and in situations where, you know, they don't always feel safe, but it seems like they just feel safe running around here.
Well, you're safer when you're around family and when you're around community or in supportive or safe spaces. We have to create more of those safe spaces in our city, and we have to make sure that those safe spaces really are in the homes that we live in.
Mayor, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
All right, that was Mayor Cantrell, Night Out Against Crime Uptown. And here's what Chief Harrison had to say about that night.
First of all, tonight is the pinnacle of all community policing events. We're expecting 160-plus parties around the city where community members, police officers are getting together, getting to know one another, exchanging information, talking about ideas and solutions to crime. But you know what? It's really a little bit about community members getting to know each other. In this fast-paced life we live, many times people don't often know the people in their own neighborhood. So it's a chance for them to get to know each other too. We can exchange ideas, exchange information, talk about strategies, talk about how we can help, how people can be more proactive. We're hoping tonight citizens would leave with a better understanding of what we do, the names and faces to those names of police officers perhaps they didn't know before tonight, and the police officers would have a face with a name of a citizen perhaps they didn't know.
So it's a chance for the police actually to get to know and for people to see that the police or who are here may be in their neighborhood on a regular basis.
On a regular basis, absolutely. And through those conversations, you'll find out that officers are patrolling the very neighborhoods the citizens are living in at those parties. Maybe they can exchange information and then begin to exchange ideas. After a conversation, people tend to feel more comfortable with one another. Bonds are formed and information begins to flow like that. That's what tonight's all about. We can't do it every night of the year, but tonight's just a kickoff night so people can be proactive and they can do this on their own, even without the police.
One of the problems has always been, recently it seems like, this lack of trust between the community and the police. This helps that out.
We're always working to build relationships, to build trust, because only with trust will people feel comfortable providing information, telling us what's going on in the community. This is what this is all about, and certainly we hope to do more of this, but this one night is the pinnacle of all community policing events, and this is the ultimate trust-building event.
Chief Harrison, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for always talking to me. Appreciate it.
Hi, Chief Harrison at Night Out Against Crime on Tuesday. DJ Jubilee, who is a real strong community leader, and this guy, DJ Jubilee, was really instrumental in bounce music in New Orleans. And I talked to him. We're going to play a comment from him coming up after our news break. But he said some things that that really have resonated with a lot of our listeners, because there's this sense that, well, within the community, they don't understand the problem. DJ Jubilee really does understand the problem, and he was very open about talking about that. So that's coming up. And remember, the Jefferson Parish Night Out Against Crime is tonight at the Bonneville Boat Launch. From Thibodeau, Tim, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scoot. PT-45 always wants to feel strong and to be strong and to talk strong, which he does. He talked very strongly against North Korea. The results are still very much in doubt. He talked very, very strongly against Russia, and we really don't know very much about any results there. He talked very strongly and fell in love, if you recall, in North Korea also. And then finally he talked strongly against 60 Minutes, you know, the other night, and told them that it was none of their business, basically, because he was president and she was not. So my point is very simply that he will talk strongly, as he has, about Saudi Arabia, but the consequences for anybody, particularly the Saudis, will be very inconsequential.
All right, Tim, I appreciate the call. It's going to be interesting to see what ultimately does happen. Here's an update on our Blue Water Foods poll opinion question. Is President Trump's continued contempt for the media justified or dangerous? 61% say it's justified. 39% say it's dangerous. I agree with the 39%. I think it's very dangerous to our democracy. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here is a text that says, people that are one-sided truly do not understand anything about being a patriot. That's so true. I mean, you don't get it. I mean, some of the people who scream loudest that they're a patriot really don't act like patriots. I'm Scoot. Let's get updated on the news. We'll be back. Night Out Against Crime is designed to bring the community together, to bring the community together with each other and with police. And, you know, you hope it's just not a fun night out. You hope that it actually leads to change, but that's up to the individuals who participate to actually change. What you feel at Night Out Against Crime, take that with you, take that home, and find ways to change. So Tuesday night at Night Out Against Crime, I talked to DJ Jubilee, and this is a guy who really was responsible for bounce music in New Orleans. And, you know, there seems to be this idea that people within the urban community don't understand what the problem is. DJ Jubilee is one of those who understands what the problem is. And to me, this is refreshing. This is not the only problem, but I want you to hear what he had to say about the problems facing us.
Well, we have all kind of answers, but the answer is that you got to come from within, man. People going to have to learn how to start loving themselves and love what they do, because a lot of them want to do great things, but then they think if you do negative thing, that's great thing, which is not. But you got to come from self now. Everything from now on, when I'm saying something to you, it's got to come from self. Because we didn't put the blame on everybody else. We didn't put the blame on mama, grandma, 18, community, politicians, police officers, whatever. But we never look at self. Self is more important. Look at yourself in the mirror. Ask yourself why you're doing that. Ask yourself why you're doing this. Why you wake up in the morning. What you need to do. It's all about self now. I mean, we didn't scratch our head enough around here for us crime, for whatever it is, be successful. And we always blame everybody. But it's all about you, yourself. It's how you present yourself. If you're negative, you're going to be negative. If you're positive, you're going to stay positive.
How much does that come from parents setting an example of at least making sure that their kids have hope in the future?
What it is that, like I say, most time kids come from broken home because the parent is not there, or they're on drugs, or they're doing something else. But they got to look in within themselves. Yeah, my mother was an alcoholic. Yeah, my dad and I was around. But one thing Jubilee always knew, I wanted to be successful. That's the main thing. See, a lot of the kids, they will use excuses for what their parents did to go do what they need to go do. I'm going to say that again. Kids will use their parents' excuses to go do what they do because of their parents.
So they know they're doing wrong. They're just using the parents. Oh, well, it's not my fault because of my parents.
Exactly. Because then we'll see, you and I say, what's come from the parenting? Come on, man. We got easy answers, man. So like I say, when I do my speak or I do my talk, I'm going to tell you how it really is. Because we can do many resources. We can do many Stop the Violent rally. We can do many all this stuff, but somebody could kill tomorrow. And all this stuff don't mean nothing. Because why? That guy wanted to kill that guy because he got mad at him. He killed that guy because he wanted to know what it's like to kill somebody. He killed that guy because from a different neighborhood. I mean, come on now.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Ah, DJ Jubilee, baby. Get ready.
Yeah, I mean, I thought there was some interesting things said there. It's like the kids have been, and young people have been given this permission. I mean, I can go do what I want, and society's not going to blame me. They're going to blame my parents. I come from a broken home. I do this, I do that. It's not my fault. And so they go out and they know what they're doing, but they go out and do it anyway, feeling like they've got this backup plan. Like, they'll blame my parents, and they'll feel sorry for me. I thought that was really interesting and profound. I mean, and he's right. But it does come down to, as he said, loving oneself and teaching love. And you know, if parents don't teach their kids what love feels like, I mean, where do you learn? You don't necessarily come out loving something. You come out of the womb and you are loved and you're taught to feel love. And that's what helps you understand what it means to love somebody else. But it has to start with understanding love yourself. And parents that don't teach their kids love and hope, and even though there are negative things going on, even though there's prejudice in the world, there are people who do get beyond that. It's not fair that you have to go by beyond that challenge, but that's a reality. And so the reality is that whether I don't care where you are, I don't care where you're born, I don't care who you are, the message is life's not fair, period. For everybody, life is not fair. And you're going to have challenges, and you're going to get passed over, and you're going to feel like somebody dissed you, and you're going to feel like you didn't get the break that you wanted. You can either give up or you can just keep trying. And that transcends race and socioeconomics. I wrote an op-ed blog. It's on our website at WWL.com. You can also find all of these on the Scoot page. Just go to WWL.com. There's a banner at the top there. Click on shows. My picture's not the first picture. Just kind of go down a little bit. You'll find the picture there. And then to click on that and go to the Scoot page. It's titled, Is President Trump Applauding Violence Against the Media? And I think he is. And it's about a rally that he had last night in Montana. So you can read that and share it with others. I'll put it on the SOTA, Scoot on the Air Facebook page, a little bit later. I'm sure it's up on the WWL Facebook page as well. So, you know, we've got a lot going on here this afternoon, and we're coming right back with more of your comments. If you want to join us with your comments, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Some of these texts are just so outrageous and ignorant and hateful that they actually, even on this Friday, bring a smile to my face because I'm not even going to engage in them. But it's scary that some people think the way they think. So the Pelicans' home season opener, is tonight against the Sacramento Kings in the Smoothie King Center. They destroyed Houston the other night, and let's hope they have a great home season opener against the Kings tonight. I mean, it's a basic question. Why can't we be friends? Why can't we get along? I guess we have too much fun challenging each other and opposing each other. And I've talked about how the hate in politics has become a recreational sport in America. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Yeah, I mean, we talked about the choice is yours when it comes to voting. We talked about political tribalism again this week, and one of our big topics was Taylor Swift, and we'll do more on this a little bit later, but she is responsible for going on social media and getting tens of thousands of people to register to vote, but then she endorses this Democrat, and the Democrat is behind in the polls to the Republican, Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn in Tennessee, who's running for the Senate seat. It's being vacated by retiring Senator Joe Corker. Bob Corker. That's it. Bob Corker. All right. I want to say a special good afternoon to the person who's listening to our show from a Catholic church in Mandeville. I appreciate you listening. And once again, this person, and I don't know whether it's a lady or I don't know who it is at the church, and I could mention the name of the church, but I'm going to stay short of that. The Catholic church in Mandeville, this woman or this person, whoever it is, has this infatuation with lying and being deceitful and sending me texts that I'm gay. And yet, since that is factually not true, I wonder why this person is even working for a Catholic church in Mandeville. And I would think that maybe if I worked for that church, you would want an efficient office being run, and you wouldn't want somebody from your church that is making false accusations, because the Catholic Church has enough problems already. So I just want to share that with you. From Raceland, Bobby, you're on WWL.
Hey, buddy, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm good.
You know, Scoot, I heard you, and I respect your thought process
I respect everybody. Like that guy that called two calls ago, sounds like he needs to run for president of the United States of America. I think, Scoot, you know, with the Saudi deal that's going on, Scoot, nobody has to lay in the bed of the president of the United States of America and all the repercussions from if we just walk away and say, okay, Saudi, you did this to this guy, I'll walk away. The billions and billions that we'll lose. And I think people today are not listening. We finally have a voice, the everyday guy, me and you, and the everyday guy, a guy that speaks his mind. We have a businessman. We had no one, sir, that's ever been a businessman and run the country as a business, because our country is a business. And we have to all sit back and go vote. And I agree with you, Scoot. We need to vote. Go out and vote. Whatever your political beliefs are, don't give me a bunch of crap and you haven't even voted because you have no say. But I believe in my president. I don't believe in everything he says. I don't. But he's my president.
And you do believe, though, you do believe that money is more important than values.
No, and I'm not saying that.
Well, that's what you just said.
Listen, what is our country about? Tell me my country is not about business.
Well, it is about business, but in other words, that's almost like saying that you would not worry about anything in the Ten Commandments, and you would do whatever it took to get money, because money is the most important thing.
No, you're wrong about that.
That's what it sounds like. Well, I'm not the only one who's picking that up.
No, but I don't care what anybody else thinks. It's what I think. Yeah. And I think everybody has that right to think that.
Of course. You can think money's more important than anything. And I've talked about that a lot. And there are many on the right who have ignored morality issues because it's all about the money. It's about the 401k or the money, the economy. That is the most important thing, and nothing else matters. And if that's the way you think, then just at least admit it.
It is. Our country's about that.
Okay. Well, not everybody. I mean, that's your opinion. That's the opinion of a lot of people, but not everybody.
No, and Scoot, you got a job. You know, I got a brother-in-law that sat, and he's got two tickets sitting right behind the LSU bench, and I know him. And I said, oh, you were trying to tell Coach Hill how to run his business. No, I said, yeah, you did. He said, yes, I did. He said, I didn't like the play he called. I didn't like this. I didn't like that. Anyone does not care about what's going on in the United States of America that needs to run for public office.
All right. Bobby, listen, I have to leave it there. I mean, you're certainly entitled to place your values where you want to place your values. And for you, it's all about the money. So Hank Williams Jr. Kind of sends this message to those who feel like, hey, you know what? Man, if you don't like this country, then get out of here.
Behind the stars and stripes, or just get the hell out and quit your gripe. So you got a long list of things that you don't like. Well, please do us a favor, all you America haters. If you're gonna take a knee, take a hike.
All right, we continue this conversation as Free for All Friday continues on our show. More of a review of some of the topics we had this week. And, man, we had some crazy stuff going on. It's time for the $1,000 Intercom National Cash Contest code word. It's brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more information. The code word this hour is madness. Great way to describe our show. Text MADNESS, madness, to 72881. That's 72881. 888-888-881. You could win $1,000. Next code word coming up right before the top of the hour news at 4 o'clock. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. Please never text and drive. A daily Facebook video is up. It is about President Trump encouraging violence against journalists. You can read it and share it with others. It's on our Facebook page, WWL Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.